amazing love. Do you know that God loves you? That He has a special plan for your life? Through His Word and by His Spirit, this program seeks to expand and deepen your understanding of God's amazing love for you. Now, here's your friend and God's handmaiden, Mary Winchell.
Oh, the promises of God, they're yea and amen to all generations. Reading from Psalm 40, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined to me and heard my cry. He brought me up out of the pit of destruction, out of the miry clay, and He set my feet upon a rock, making my footsteps firm. And He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. Many will see and fear and will trust in the Lord. How blessed is the man who has made the Lord his trust and has not turned to the proud nor to those who lapse into falsehood. Many, O Lord, my God, are the wonders which Thou hast done, and Thy thoughts towards us. There is none to compare with Thee. If I were to declare and speak of them, they would be too numerous to count. Sacrifice and meal offerings Thou hast not desired. My ears Thou hast opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings Thou hast not required. Then I said, Behold, I come. In the scroll of the book it is written to me, I delight to do Thy will, O God. Thy law is within my heart. I have proclaimed glad tidings of righteousness in the great congregation. Behold, I will not restrain my lips. O Lord, Thou knowest, I have not hidden Thy righteousness within my heart. I have spoken of Thy faithfulness and Thy salvation. I have not concealed Thy loving kindness and Thy truth from the great congregation. Thou, O Lord, will not withhold Thy compassion from me. Thy loving kindness and Thy truth will continually preserve me. For evil beyond number have surrounded me. My iniquities have overtaken me so that I am not able to see. They are more numerous than the hairs of my head, and my heart has failed me. Be pleased, O Lord, to deliver me. Make haste, O Lord, to help me. Let those be ashamed and humiliated together who seek my life to destroy it. Let those be turned back and dishonored who delight in my hurt. Let those be appalled because of their shame who say to me, Aha, aha. Let all who seek Thee rejoice and be glad in Thee. Let those who love Thy salvation say continually, The Lord be magnified. Since I am afflicted and needy, let the Lord be mindful of me. Thou art my help and my deliverer. Do not delay, O my God. God is faithful. He is loving, and He will rescue us. David waited patiently on the Lord, regardless of his circumstances. He felt that he was in the miry clay, but the Lord put his feet on rock. Even though it seems as though the material underneath his feet was pulling him down, sucking him down into the circumstances, the Lord put a new song in his mouth. And when others saw how he reacted to his circumstances, they were fearful because they knew God was with him. In the natural, David should have been in fear, in depression, and grief, but he waited upon the Lord. His trust was in the Lord, and he did not look to man to get him out of the circumstances. His delight was to do the works of God, to follow His law, and his confession with his mouth were the words that God had spoken, were words of faith, words of praise, words of thanksgiving, driving out the powers of darkness. And so even though the forces of hell came against him, in the spirit realm he had the victory. And when we have the victory in the realm of the spirit, we will have the victory in the natural. We serve a supernatural God who moves in supernatural ways. Faith is believing in that which is not seen. David did not see the victory, but he trusted in his God who was the victory, the commander-in-chief of the heavenly armies. Surrounded all around by enemies, what a wonderful opportunity for God to rescue us, deliver us, and say aha to our enemies. We serve a mountain-moving, miracle-working God. We must agree with what His Word says. When we agree with God, things change. That our confession might be one of faith and not based on our emotions, not based on what we see in the natural, what we hear in the natural, but what we see in the spiritual and what we hear in the spiritual. We have five senses in the natural, well, we have five senses in the spiritual realm. And to walk in the Spirit, to see in the Spirit, and to agree with God. Reading Isaiah in the 6th chapter, 6th verse. Then one of the seraphims flew to me, and with a burning coal in his hand, which he had taken from the altar with tongs, he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, thou hast touched your lips, and your iniquity is taken away, and your sin is forgiven. Oh, how we sin with our lips when we speak negative things. Fear words, doubt words, words of accusation, words that hurt. Isaiah had a divine encounter with the King, the Lord of hosts. Reading on in verse 8, Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? Who will go for us? And then I said, Here am I, send me. And he said, Go and tell this people, keep on listening, but do not perceive, keep on looking, but do not understand. Rend to the hearts of these people insensitive, their ears dull, and their eyes dim, lest they see with their eyes, hear with their ears, and understand with their hearts, and return and be healed. Isn't that interesting? Lest they turn with their eyes, their ears, and their hearts, and be healed. Reading Paul's letter to the Ephesians, first chapter, starting at verse 15. For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of Him. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you may know what is the hope of His calling, what are the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of His might, which He brought about in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And He put all things in subjection under His feet and gave Him His head over all things to the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. To know who Jesus Christ really is, where He is seated in authority and dominion, to whom much is given, much is expected, and God has given us much, who we are in Christ, to be His children, to be empowered by His Holy Spirit, that we can call upon Him for wisdom and knowledge and revelation, that we might see into other realms as the Holy Spirit wills, to trust His word, to walk upon the water, the adversity of life, to walk when we're weary, to believe when the situation and seemingly facts around us are very negative, all the reports are bad, and to keep right on going. not to faint, but to believe that God's going to see us through, whether it's an emotional state, whether it's a financial state, that He will be there for us. And if we call upon Him, He will tell us what to do. He will direct us by His Holy Spirit. He will lead us into all truth. He will sustain us. Whatever the adversity is.
You compose my life like a symphony.
When our hearts are lifted up with song and in praise, concentrating on the King of Kings, it's more easy to walk in the Spirit, to have the eyes of our understanding open, to see in the realm of the Spirit. Because we're not looking at the waves, we're not looking at the storm raging, We're not seeing the lightning in the sky, but we're seeing the King totally at peace with everything under his control. And then our mind becomes sane. The Word tells us that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I do not have a sound mind when I'm fearful or anxious. I do not have the mind of Christ. And we're encouraged and admonished to put on the mind of Christ, to think about what is lovely, true, and beautiful, and of good report, not the insanity going on around us. That which we read in the paper, the evil report of the day. Certainly not listening to gossip. Secondhand information which becomes third and fourth hand and far from the truth. Jesus calls us to worship him in spirit and in truth and reality. And reality is what we're looking for, and he is total reality. We're not deceived by the words of men. We're not ensnared by our own words as we ask the Holy Spirit to circumcise our heart, that we would not curse our own circumstances by the negative words that we speak. God has called us as a people of faith to speak faith words, agreeing with his word and not our feelings. Our feelings could be based upon the weather, our physical condition at the time, our worries and concerns again, and not by reality. The reality of what God is saying in the circumstances. But first, I have to have myself in a neutral position where I can even hear from God. Because if I'm driven by my own thoughts and emotions, I can't even hear him. It's like listening to a radio station with a lot of distortion. I have to be silent before him. I have to clear my mind and my emotions and be still before him before I can hear that still small voice. I have to seek him, and I will find him. But when I find him and he speaks to me, I really need to listen. Reading from Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verse 25. See to it that you do not refuse him who is speaking. For if those did not escape when they refused him who warned them on earth, much less shall we escape who turn away from him who warns from heaven. And he shook the earth then, but now he has promised, saying, yet once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. And this expression, yet once more, denotes the removing of those things which can be shaken, as of created things, in order that those things which cannot be shaken remain. And when we follow Jesus, many of those things are shaken in our life that really need to be disposed of. Verse 28, therefore, since we receive a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us show gratitude by which we may offer to God an acceptable service with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Reading from Isaiah 33rd chapter, 14b. Who among us can live with the consuming fire? Who among us can live with continual burning? He who walks righteously and speaks with sincerity. He who rejects unjust gain and shakes his hands so that they hold no bribe. He who stops his ears from hearing about bloodshed and shuts his eyes from looking upon evil. He will dwell on the heights. His refuge will be the impregnable rock. His bread will be given him. His water will be sure. Your eyes will see the King in his beauty. They will behold a far distant land. When the enemy comes, he will find nothing in us, because our ways are pleasing unto God. And this can only happen as we abide in the secret place of the Most High God, with the Holy Spirit sanctifying our life as we make choices, choosing to do that which God would have us do, choosing to listen. Obedience is better than sacrifice. And to truly belong to Jesus Christ, to be sold out for Him.
The Prince of Darkness has no place in me. I belong to Jesus. The Prince of Darkness has no place in me. I belong to Jesus. Comforter.
Reading from Psalm 91, 14th verse. Because he has loved me, therefore I will deliver him. I will set him securely on high, because he has known my name. He will call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him, and let him behold my salvation. Oh, so many wonderful promises God has for us. Such peace as I offer myself as a living sacrifice to him and say, oh God, change me. I want to know you in a deeper way than I've ever known you before. And I want to hate what you hate and love what you love. So Lord, work in me to will and to do for your good pleasure, that I might just be the person you had in mind before the foundation of the world. Not even who I had in mind or my parents. But I want to be set free. I want to be whole, holy before you. I want to seek your face. I want to hide in that wonderful secret place that you have for me, in your presence. I know there's fullness of joy there. I know there's divine protection. I want to lay aside those things that grieve your heart, the hidden sin, all the issues I've been holding on to for years. We know the woman with the issue of blood, and oh, how we have so many unsettled accounts within our own lives. That we might let go of all the resentments, the hurts, the anger. Those sins that so easily beset us and snare us. And sometimes we don't even want to look at those sins because we're afraid that we will fail again and we will not be able to be set free. Well, in ourselves we cannot be. But with God, all things are possible. But I look to him, the author and finisher of my faith, not to my own ability, but I look to the Savior, the King. He's the one who will deliver us. He is the one who will heal us. He is the one who is going to present us faultless before his glory by the power of his Spirit as I reach out for him. Isaiah 62:4, it will no longer be said of you forsaken, nor to your land will it any longer be said desolate, but you will be called my delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and to him your land will be married. What a promise the Lord has for us. We will be one with him. The Spirit and the bride say, come. God loves you with an amazing love. Good night.
We hope you've enjoyed Mary's message. To listen to more messages of God's amazing love for all mankind, visit her website at amazingloveministries.org.